Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, I'm all set up here at the Montana Farm Bureau Convention at the Hilton Garden Inn here in Missoula. And it sounds like our friend Tim in Savage is here in Missoula as well, but he's on the other side of town. So anyway, I got a message on the Montana Talks app earlier this morning. I thought, hey, Tim, let's get you on the show here in the early morning hours of the program, because it's a little hard for me to take phone calls when I'm out on the road. But I can figure out some other ways to get a little crafty here with my remote equipment. Tim and Savage, I think we've got you on the system here. What's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning. Hey, this would have been the time for the opener from Dakistan to the Flathead, convening in Zootown.
That's right. From Mondakistan to the Clark Fork River, practically to Idaho. How many miles of a drive was that for you from Savage?
It's just under 600, so it's not like it's all the way across the state.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully, Caden and Finley back in the studio. Let me know if you're hearing Tim come out of your speakers there, because I'm only hearing one earpiece. Sometimes that tells me that maybe I need to reconnect so that he's broadcasting out over the airwaves. But a random start here, as we always like to do in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. I was listening to Fox and Friends while I was setting up my equipment here. And they're already talking about Elf on the Shelf. Is it just me? I think the Elf on the Shelf is one of the creepiest holiday traditions ever. That may be an unpopular opinion, but hey, you know, we're not afraid to offend people from time to time around here.
If you want to give your children nightmares and terrify them of going to bed at night, you put that creepy little thing with the eyes looking at you, and then you convince your child that elf is doing stuff in the middle of the night while you're sleeping. Yeah, that's scary as heck. I'm glad that wasn't a fad when I had kids growing up.
But he's just got that creepy look on his face. It's like, what is that little dude doing sitting up there? That is just creepy. Yeah, it was never a thing in my household growing up, thankfully, but I'm not going to call anybody else out while we're live on the airwaves here. But yeah, I heard Elf on the Shelf and I was like, oh man, that was like, okay, here we go. We're entering that season where some of my pet peeves are really going to come out now. Like, for example, Elf on the Shelf. It's the creepiest thing ever, if you ask me. And then the other thing, later this week, the Bobcats and the Grizzlies face off in the Cat Grizz game. That's my other pet peeve. This brawl of the wild stuff. We're not selling free trade, fair trade, organic coffee. It's the Cat Grizz game. Stop with this brawl of the wild nonsense. It drives me nuts every year, and it's just, anyway. But I know some people love it.
It's not like you need any more hype. It's already a huge game. It doesn't need any more hype to it. It's play the game.
Yeah, it's the Cat Grizz game. And some of my Grizz friends, you know, like our good friend Peter Christian, and he's just got the best voice on the radio, but he's like, it's the Grizz Cat. It's like, no, it's not. I went to UM, you know, it's the Cat Grizz game. That's what you call it. But bigger picture is, instead of focusing on what we call it, how about focus on winning? I don't know. That's what both teams are focused on this week.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great game. And so either team is going to be capable. I see them both making it deep into the playoffs, going to get some of that. But yeah, I just, yeah. The good part about the game is the big hype that's around, food drive that goes with it. But yeah, it doesn't
matter. They raise a lot of money for the food bank, that's for
sure.
Saving
you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Tis the season to be spending lots of dough for holiday gifts, and there are ways to maximize your credit card rewards while spending away. Putting your holiday shopping on a rewards credit card lets you earn valuable rewards for your purchases. The best time to earn a credit card welcome offer is when you know you have upcoming expenses. If you apply and get
I'll turn it on the background so you can listen to it as well.
And check your credit card shopping offers. Many credit card companies like Chase, American Express, and Citi provide targeted card offers to their cardholders, which they can use to save money at various stores and retailers. Another way to get extra rewards is to use shopping portals and rewards credit cards while shopping simultaneously. An online shopping portal is a website, app, or browser extension that gets a commission when it sends shoppers to a retailer's website and they make a qualifying purchase. The shopping portal will share that commission with you as cash back or another type of reward. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
It's November 19th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Play Monopoly Day. Chances are that you and your family played this iconic board game where the object is to become rich by buying up properties like Boardwalk and Park Place and avoiding jail where you can't collect any money. Since its invention in 1935, the game has been played by millions around the world and has hundreds of versions to fit almost any genre, from Star Wars to a millennial version which has players collect experiences rather than properties. Also on this date, in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivered one of the most famous speeches in American history, the Gettysburg Address. And in 1939, two superheroes made their debut in DC Comics, The Flash and Hawkman, both appearing in Flash Comics number one. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the fourth Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, born in 1917. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Mike Rowe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here. Yeah, great to have our friend Tim Tharp out of Savage, Montana. He's in Missoula for meetings this morning. I'm here for the Montana Farm Bureau Convention coming up later this hour and, of course, next hour of the show. And then later in the morning, that's when everybody will start arriving for, I think, day two of the convention here. And so we'll have microphones open. If you're here for the Farm Bureau Convention, come down and join us. Or if you're just in Missoula and you want to come down, I think, you know, I know we got great listeners on the app in the early morning hours like Sandy Vasica. It'd be great to see you. As always, you can just come right down here, I think, to the Hilton Garden Inn, and you should be able to join us on the trade show floor here without even having a registration, because I think that's needed to get inside the meeting. But, Tim, you know, it was kind of funny. Sean Rainey, or one of the sports reporters, was asking ChatGPT who is going to win the game this weekend between the Montana State Bobcats and the University of Montana Grizzlies. ChatGPT, I think, said that the Grizz are going to win by three. So then I thought, well, I'm going to go ask Grok. Grok is the AI platform built by Elon Musk. I'd have to go back. Anyway, the bottom line, though, is this is like, depending on who asked Grok or depending on who asked ChatGPT, you would get different answers back. But either way, both are making it sound like it's going to be a pretty close game because, you know, it's interesting. I mean, the Grizz, obviously undefeated. They're having an incredible season. But the Bobcats, I mean, they're also having an incredible season. The thing about the Bobcats this year, though, is that they are defeating teams by massive margins, and the Grizz are defeating some of those same teams as well, but not by as big of a margin. So I wonder if that gives you a sense of where the game could go on Saturday. But then again, this game is a home game in Missoula, and boy, I tell you what, that Hellgate Canyon, they know how to bring the noise for the game there. So, yeah, it should be a great Cat Grizz game. And home field advantage has really proven key in these last few years as well.
Yeah, I think that's all it's going to come down to. If this game were being played in Bozeman, it would be Bobcats by 14. But since it's in Missoula, I'm thinking the Grizz by 7. It's going to be a close game. I was there. I watched the Grizz very nearly give up the Portland State game a couple weeks ago. And just too many mistakes and too many things that shouldn't be happening. And they don't know how to sit on the lead and keep going. They get a lead and then they dial it back. And so they just... But hey, you can't argue. An ugly win is still a win, and they're still undefeated. So, but I think the home field advantage is going to make the difference here in the game on Saturday. But so Grizz are going to win, but it'll be a great game for anybody who's going to be there.
Yeah, it might even be fun to just cruise around just at the tailgates and see everybody. It's kind of funny. Some of my Bobcat friends, they never go to Missoula even for Cat Grizz. It's just kind of funny how that works out. But, the reason why I thought I'd get you on the show here in the early morning hours of the show, other than me just, you know, BSing about the news of the day and things like that, obviously, hey, folks, you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app as well, just like Tim did. I was checking the app messages. You sent a message. Let me pull it up here, straight from the Montana Talks app. We got one from Kelly in Glasgow. Good morning from Glasgow, Montana. Is Rockin' Rudy's still in Missoula? Kelly, yes. In fact, it's the new location is right by the American Legion post on Ronan Street. I drove right by it last week when I was here for Veterans Day. So I was like, oh, that's where the new Rockin' Rudy's is at. But let's see. Where's the message from Tim? Let's see. Okay, here you go. He sent this last night, actually. I know Wednesday is from the Farm Bureau, but for Thursday, you have got to check out that Jasmine Crackhead TikTok for the Michigan governor's race. What was the TikTok for the governor's race? I missed it.
This Jasmine Crock is just gutter filth. I mean, the stuff that she's saying, that, you know, and if she would actually communicate, maybe she would actually say something, but just the continual filth that pours out of her mouth. I mean, she recorded some TikTok video with the lieutenant governor of Michigan, who's running for governor, and she's doing something with a Nicki Minaj mock-up or something like that, doing a dance, and just starts off you couldn't even play part of it on the air because you'd have to do so much editing. It'd all be bleeping. I mean, it's just talking about MFers can't tell me nothing and all this stuff. And it's just a commentator from New York City said, idiocy is a documentary is what she does. I mean, I can't believe, but yet this is what she's appealing to. Is just the absolute worst of society, and just mocking and just mouth the mouth on that woman for a U.S. congressperson is just embarrassing. So,
What's funny about it all is I forget where I heard this, but it was like CNN or MSNBC. First off, I think she did a CNN interview the other day, and then she says, "Well, I'm not going to cuss." And then she did in the interview live on the air, you know, and again, I'm not going to clutch pearls every time somebody uses a cuss word or whatever. We can't use them on the radio, but that's a good thing. It's just a good habit not to be in anyway. But somebody said, he's so authentic because he cusses. Just because you can't use big boy words doesn't make you authentic. Like, can we just call that one out right out the gates here? Like, I'm not going to clutch my curls if somebody does cuss, but you using cuss words doesn't make you more authentic. But that's what they think. That's why they're doubling down with it.
Well, no, and when it comes out in a, you know, and just, you know, a person is clearly upset and you weigh your words, I mean, yeah, it can have an effect. But, yeah, just to dropping the F-bombs and all that stuff, every other word, just because that's the only language that you know, that just shows how dumb you are.
Well, and it's an act. Jasmine Crockett is an actress, the Democrat congresswoman from Texas. It's all an act. You go watch videos before she was in Congress. She's a totally different person. She went to really expensive schools, etc.
Fox on set.
Did you get back on your social media yet? You might have had trouble logging on Tuesday. Or using some AI bots like ChatGPT or some productivity apps such as Canva and a whole host of others, including retailers using Shopify's platform. All this because Cloudflare, the online services provider, had a bit of a crash that was felt worldwide. Cloudflare isn't a web host, but is a delivery network that gets things online to users and back, and that went down. And the end result was a lot of non-functioning apps and web browser error notes. Cloudflare says the problem is resolved and wasn't the result of an attack, but that an automatically generating configuration file grew too large and crashed their systems. It happens just weeks after Amazon Web Services, one of the premier web hosts in the world, also had an internal error that brought the Internet to a screeching halt. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man has been arrested and charged with murder in the shooting death of legendary Bay Area football coach John Beam. Beam was shot around noon Thursday on the Laney College campus in Oakland, California. Officers found him shot in the head at the athletics field house. He was treated at the hospital but died of his injuries Friday. He was 66 years old. Beam was the subject of the 2020 Netflix documentary Last Chance U about the Laney football program, which has produced more than 20 NFL players, including seven who played in the Super Bowl. Police used surveillance footage to track down 27-year-old Cedric Irving. Police sources told the San Francisco Chronicle Irving played football in high school and had a fixation on Beam, allegedly confessing to killing the coach because he believed Beam used black magic on him and others. The assistant chief of the Oakland Police Department says it was a very targeted incident. Irving faces 50 years to life in prison if convicted. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as more and more people get further removed from rural America, the importance of farmers and ranchers telling their story has never been more important. And that was the message here in Missoula this week from the American Farm Bureau Federation's Vice President of Communications, Terry Moore, to attendees at this year's Montana Farm Bureau annual convention.
It's so important, and here's why. We know public trust in farmers is at 88%. For several years, within the last 5 years, they've been the most trusted people in America. That's pretty incredible, but it also gives them a platform and a responsibility, right? Because we're also seeing a lot of questions and some skepticism about agriculture. The best way to address that is by telling our story in a truly authentic way, right? Not highly produced. Cell phone selfies can be incredibly powerful, but there are lots of ways to advocate, and we're just encouraging our members to really get out there. We know a lot of the public isn't sure what to make of all the debates right now, but we know that when they meet a farmer, their trust increases as much as 30%.
And she encourages farmers and ranchers to become more effective advocates by attending the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention headed for sunny Anaheim, California in January. For more information and to get registered, you can jump online and visit fb.org. Ranchers, it's a special bread cow sale this Tuesday, November 25th at Montana Livestock Auction in Ramsey. Already on the books, nearly 200 head of Black Angus bred heifers. Here's 92 Black Baldy cows, 78 3 to running age stock cows, 6 registered Red Angus cows, and even 20 mid-age stock cows. Now, these cattle are bred to some of the best seed stock genetics in southwest Montana. For complete listings, jump online and visit MontanaLivestockAuction.com.
Chevy Trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... With multiple engine options and impressive towing, while Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability, making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Montana Chevy dealers.
Ranchers, get ready. A dynamic and productive set of bred females is headed your way. December 2nd marks Sundling and Lane's 10th annual cattle sale at Billings Livestock, Billings, Montana. Selling 1,100 bred heifers, including F1 Black Baldies and Black Angus AI to leading Angus sires. 600 come in 3-year-old bred cows. Also selling 400 Angus Heart of the Herd Foundation females. Some of the very best genetics in the entire cattle business. For all the details, visit northernlivestockvideo.com. Well, just a reminder that the Northern Pulse Growers Association is requesting 2-pound samples of various varieties of peas, lentils, and chickpeas from the 2025 harvest season. Now, findings from the Pulse Quality Survey are then compiled into a report that's then distributed to current and potential customers, both domestically and internationally. It's also provided to research programs as an effort to develop varieties and genetics that fit particular market needs. If that wasn't enough, shipping costs will be reimbursed, and with every sample you submit, must be a different type or variety for each sample, you'll be entered into a chance to win a DeWalt corded and cordless 11-inch fan, battery included. For more details, visit northernpulse.com. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, there you go, Tim. I don't know if that came up in the rotation or if they were able to do a call an audible for you there, but you got your From Mondakistan to the Flathead intro liner there, so that worked out
wonderful.
Perfect.
I love it when I hear that. Yeah.
Oh, isn't it great? Were you listening when I did the show? We were doing the show live from Capitol Hill at Senator Steve Daines' office, and North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer came over, and he heard that on the radio. He's like, oh, I love that. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well, man, well, speaking of being here at the Montana Farm Bureau Convention, you know, back in the day when I only had a one-hour statewide show, you know, it would go from 9 to 10, just like our statewide show runs now. And
And, you know, you'd have to kind of pack everybody all into that 1 hour, but you would also miss a lot of people as well because, you know, so many of these farmers and ranchers, they get up rolling early here in the 5-6 o'clock hours of the show. People are coming in now, filtering in for breakfast and coffee, and then they're kind of stuck in meetings a little bit later in the morning. So I'm hoping that some of them will just step up to the microphone here and join us because, folks from all across the state are here. I don't know if you know the name Tom DePoot out of Saco. Great guy, always gives great insight. You know, I've gotten to meet so many great people over the years hosting a statewide radio show. Just ran into Tom out of Saco, so he's not from as far away as Savage, but still here nonetheless. Tim, what else is in the news that you've been tracking here this morning? I was running wires and setting up my equipment, so I didn't get to do my deep dive of show prep like I normally do.
Well, another thing I saw last night is we've got 6 Democrats released a video encouraging the U.S. troops to commit treason. And they basically are saying that they should, what's the wording that they use? It is illegal for them to defy illegal orders, refuse unlawful orders, what they're saying. The threats to our Constitution are coming from right here at home. And the Secretary of War reposted their video and just with the tagline, Stage 4 TDS, with the elected Democrats. I mean, telling them to commit treason and defy lawful orders from Trump and Hagseth is just, it's just that the TDS is, we started it as a joke, but man, it is real. I mean, these people are truly demented, and the things that they're saying and believing and doing just for this unfounded fear is just wild.
Well, and it's interesting too. Yeah, I saw that video. Joe Kent is an incredible military veteran, a Green Beret veteran, served in some, you know, top tier units, etc. His wife gave her life for this country. She was a Navy cryptologist, if I remember right, and so he sacrificed so much for this country. He lost his wife for this country. And he shared that video of all these Democrats who have military or intelligence backgrounds. And other people are saying that they're basically openly calling for an insurrection. Joe Kent said this. He said, theater kids encouraging an insurrection. You know, every job, every, you know, unit everywhere has that guy. The Democrats are finding the that guys from every unit, and that's who they're running. Here we go, the Fox News update. Thanks to our crew back in studio. Thanks to Caden for popping in and helping out today. He's about to enjoy some well-earned time off, and man, it sounds like he's got a fun few days ahead. I heard what he's going to be up to. I was like, oh man, that sounds awesome. And then Finley Warden in guest producing today and for the next few days as well. Finley, thanks for stepping back in to fill in. Always great to have you. Tim in Savage, yeah. I saw that video. I shared it on X. And basically, you've got, look, the Democrats, I mean, we saw this with the Virginia race, you know, Abigail Spanberger. You know, they pretend like this lady was some super secret CIA spy. She was an analyst. She sat at a desk. Now, thanks for your service nonetheless. But like they want to pretend that like you know that they're putting up the best and the brightest and they're capitalizing off of it. But literally, like, who, I don't know, are you familiar with that concept of, oh, that guy? There's always that guy. You see it in the military, you see it in you know different outfits, and that's who the Democrats are propping up with their military veterans. I mean, it used to be that you could, you know, that you could see, you know, military veterans from both sides of the aisle, and by and large, they could work together. There was mutual respect. They were, you know, they were doing what they felt was best for the country, even if they disagreed on how to do what was best for the country. I mean, this is a clown show that the Democrats are getting. They're going and getting the clowns to run. I mean, case in point, the guy down in freaking Colorado, Jason Crow, that's the same clown who was saying that Trende Aragua was not a threat in Aurora, Colorado, you know?
Well, and you get some of these folks, and I appreciate their service, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're an expert in all things military or all things U.S. history either. I mean, what they're trying to say here is that, well, only Congress can declare war, and they want to put an end to to Trump taking out the narco terrorists in international waters. And, well, only the Congress can declare war at all. This is a horrible slippery slope. Well, if any student of history knows that the actual last time the U.S. declared war was in 1942 against Bulgaria, Hungary, and Romania in World War II. So if only Congress can declare war, then what happened in Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq? There were no declared wars during those time periods. Yet the United States, through the powers of the president and the Secretary of Defense, now Secretary of War, they did what they felt was best for the best interest of the U.S. And if it's the best interest of the U.S. to take out these narco-terrorists in open waters and keep those drugs from coming into our cities, then wonderful. And if it's in the best interest of the U.S. to take control of our city streets and protect American lives, that is absolutely within their duty and their responsibility.
Yeah, the Democrats, the same Democrats that have been fighting against deploying the criminal illegal aliens that have been terrorizing the streets of America, dealing drugs on our reservations and elsewhere, now they're standing up for the drug boat terrorists as well. Crazy.
Tana can be, well, a little
less taken up going to the park to practice yoga. My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I should just turn over the microphone. I should just turn on Tim's microphone here on my phone line and say, Tim, why don't you just talk for the next 10 minutes? I'm going to go hit up the breakfast line on down there. As I see breakfast, I see fresh coffee. I'm like, yeah, I should just let Tim take over the next 7 minutes or so here. Yeah, this is great being here for the Montana Farm Bureau Convention in Missoula. I was hearing during the break there, you probably heard it as well, I heard the commercial for Cape Air, for the Cape Air flights, you know, where you can fly from Billings to Glasgow, Havre, etc. And I was like, man, Tim, how cool would it be if you could fly Cape Air from Billings to Kalispell or Billings to Missoula or something like that, or Bozeman to Glendive, for example. But man, wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, it would be. That would be super cool to be able to do that. Unfortunately, all it is, you know, in and out of Billings from the different remote locations. But even that's really helpful. There's a lot of trips that I make that I coordinate with Cape Air, and kind of nice. You check the bags once in Sydney, and then you don't need to worry about it anymore. And they connect right through with all the partner airlines, and so it's really handy. But yeah, it would be beneficial, especially if the number of trips back and forth across the state. I mean, this is my third trip across the state this month already, and so yeah, that little plane going back and forth from the east to the west would really be nice.
Yeah. Yes, especially like a Billings to the Flathead, that would be really cool, you know, because especially all the folks, you know, there's everybody makes it up to the Flathead at some point, it seems like, in Montana, you know, if you travel for work and things like that. And so not just for fun, but for work events as well. But yeah, it was funny. I was down in the Caribbean once, and, you know, Cape Air, they're big in New England, and then they're big down in the Caribbean. If you ever look at the back seat pocket, you can see where they fly. And so, you know, you're flying over Fort Peck, and then you're seeing, you know, all their promos for all the flights they have back in the Caribbean, like the Virgin Islands, et cetera. And, but anyways, when I was down on the islands, I saw the Cape Air desk. I was like, hey, I should see if they can get me back to the High Line, maybe out of the Caribbean here. I don't know if they have a leg from there though or not.
Well, and what's fun is they're actually based out of Nantucket, which then is what makes me think of the TV show from the 80s, Wings. And I think, Joe and Brian Hackett are still running Cape Ear, and now it's gone spread across the entire nation.
There's a throwback Thursday on a Wednesday. by the way, the guy, I'm spacing his name. I feel like his name is Bill. I apologize. I'm forgetting. But the guy who runs the counter, at least every time I've been to Cape Air and Billings, what a great guy, neat guy. He worked in radio back in the New England states. I think that's how he had known about Cape Air. But he's got a way better radio voice than I do. I told him, man, you should get it back into radio news. And he's like, oh, no, I'm happy doing what I'm doing right now. Can't blame him for that one. You think early mornings at the airport, we'll wait till you get into the radio business. Hey, speaking of the Virgin Islands, oh man, we got to talk about the Epstein files that are now starting to be released. Yeah. The Virgin Islands, the Democrat from the Virgin Islands who was text messaging back and forth with Jeff Epstein during a hearing because they both were trying to make Trump look bad. I mean, wow. It's like the Democrats just walked right into a Trump trap again. Donald Trump is a genius at doing this. He will let an issue just sit out there. He'll have the bomb ready to go. He'll set the timer, and then boom, it blows up in the Democrats' faces. Hakeem Jeffries now is being exposed with these Epstein files. I mean, the Democrats, this whole thing is blowing up right in their faces.
Well, and they're stepping right into their own trap. I mean, if there is really something in those Epstein files that was going to bury Trump or any of the Republicans, then the DOJ would have released it during Brandon's term in office. They wouldn't have waited that on it. And so that right there should tell you everything you want to know. So it doesn't make any sense at all why the left is just spinning around this. But yeah, seeing that video of Stacey Plaskett of the Virgin Islands and texting with Epstein is just the more that they want to get revealed is it's just going to bury the left. And Trump, I think he set the bomb for him here. So here there is, you guys want to come blow this thing up? You're the one that's going to be taking all the shrapnel on this, not me. Because as soon as he realized what was going on with Epstein and he broke all ties with him. And that was another thing I got from that Eric Trump book that you recommended is that Trump has been virtuous his entire life. I mean, didn't drink, didn't smoke, not doing drugs, doesn't do any of that. So why would he be part of Epstein's lifestyle? It makes no sense at all.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If they had something on him, they wouldn't have released it over the last 10 years. They've been waiting until now. Give me a break. Now, you know, either they manufactured something fake in the meantime, like they did with their phony Steele dossier, but yeah, I mean, these bombshells are blowing up in the faces of the Democrats themselves. And the other thing here is that look, there were reasons for the DOJ to not want to just simply release everything because you've got active investigations still ongoing. You've got they don't want to, you know, damage those prosecutions, et cetera. There's innocent victims that you don't want to have their names be out there if they don't want their names be out there. But now Trump can say, hey, you know, both parties agreed. They just want to throw it all out there. So I'll sign off on throwing it all out there. I got nothing to hide. It's the Democrats that are ones that were such close buddies with Jeffrey Epstein here. And we already saw that with Larry Summers, Lawrence Summers, who was the president of freaking Harvard, for Pete's sake, who was Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary. He is now bowing out of public life because of what's been revealed over Epstein. And then what about Hakeem Jeffries, who is the Democrat minority leader in the U.S. House of Representatives? I think Finley's got the clip. Finley and Caden have the clip back in the studio. Here is Jesse Waters from last night.
The bill to release the Epstein files is headed to Trump's desk. It's passing through the House and Senate. The Epstein release has been a roller coaster. Is the ride over? We don't know. We know Democrats think it'll damage the president, but now it's backfiring on them big time. Remember, Epstein was a Democrat. He was a Democrat donor. And he hung out with Democrats and the liberal media at all of his homes. Larry Summers, who worked for both Clinton and Obama, was a pen pal with the pedo, even asking Epstein for dating advice. And now he's stepping down from his gig at Harvard. Bill Clinton was supposed to testify last month, but his lawyers are playing games. Careful. You can go to jail for ignoring a House subpoena. House Democrat Stacey Plaskett's also getting Epstein. She took thousands in donations from the predator, and he fed her questions during a congressional hearing. Raskin says it was a perfect phone call.
They've arraigned a Democratic member for taking a phone call from her constituent, Jeffrey Epstein, in the middle of a hearing. And of course, I don't think there's any rule here against taking phone calls in a hearing.
But all these Epstein revelations are suddenly making hips clam up.
Do you condemn Stacey Plaskett just talking to a sex trafficker during a hearing?
I haven't had a conversation with Stacey Plaskett.
But is that
true? All right, let's hold it right there if we can. Thanks to the crew back in studio. Tim and Savage, hopefully you were able to hear that soundbite there as well. Let's go to it. I think that was Jamie Raskin, that corrupt Jamie Raskin, who was a part of the Russia hoax and so much more. You know, he was teaming up with Liz Cheney. They were destroying evidence about J6. Jamie Raskin, oh, why are you bashing a Democrat member for simply having a conversation with one of her constituents? Oh, I didn't know that everyday constituents get to text message back and forth with their member of Congress typically while they're in the middle of a congressional hearing. But that's what the Democrats did with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, another constituent. I mean, talk about constituent services there. I mean, that is wild there. But hey, you're talking some of the names you've just dropped there. I mean, I'm counting on you for my book list. I've got like 20 minutes left of that General Flynn book that you recommended. And man, talk about the corruption that he exposed to. Yeah. And it's all these same names again. You're talking about the Steele dossier and the Clintons and the Bidens and Obama and all of that. And it's the one person that they all have in common is Epstein. And I like what Jesse Waters says, that if Epstein had anything, he would have blackmailed Trump in the first term. And if anybody had anything, there was three elections that they would have used it on. So now that Trump is in office and he's basically lame ducked out after this term, why would they now think that there's something to bring up at this point? It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, sometimes the easiest answer is the most logical one. I mean, talking is right there.
Well said. Let's see. We got to take another quick break here. We got the Hannity commentary coming up. Tim, do you want to wrap up the hour with us? I am seeing some of our Farm Bureau guests that are here are scheduled to join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. So yeah, we got a few more minutes here. We can keep covering the big news topics of the day. All right. Well, stand by. Tim and Savage is going to stand by here as well. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app in the meantime. In fact, we just got one from Violet in Kalispell. Violet says this, back in 2004, there was a company that had flights from Kalispell to Billings. I'm trying to think, did Big Sky, did they ever do that? I wonder. All right, back after this.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The only reason that MBS is at the White House today, the only reason countries in the Middle East are willing to be a part of the solution, something they have resisted for decades in terms of this Israel and really radical Islamic conflict, is because all of those countries have been in fear of a nuclear-armed Iran, in fear of Iranian hegemony. The president began this in his first term, culminating in the Abraham Accords. And now he's got these countries that really want to transform and transition their economy away from just a completely energy oil-based economy into new endeavors. And that's what they're doing. Do I completely trust a lot of these countries? I do not.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Right now in Ukraine, with the war ongoing, elderly Jewish people are trapped in unbearable poverty. For example, Galina is a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor who has spent her life in the same village. She's now sick and alone, and now it's bitter cold. Like every day, she's got to decide whether to spend what little money she has on food, medication, or heating. Now, thanks to your generosity and the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can bring hope to all of those in need. Your gift of $25 will help provide a food box packed full of life-saving essentials that will help feed an elderly individual, a Jewish person struggling just to survive. Don't delay. Your gift today will help provide these life-saving food and hope to people like Alina and many like her that are in desperate need. Rush your gift now. Call toll-free. It's 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ. Online, it's HannityForTheFellowship.org. That's HannityForTheFellowship, one word, .org.
Fox on set.
Did you get back on your social media yet? You might have had trouble logging on Tuesday or using some AI bots like ChatGPT or some productivity apps such as Canva and a whole host of others, including retailers using Shopify's platform. All this because Cloudflare, the online services provider, had a bit of a crash that was felt worldwide. Cloudflare isn't a web host, but is a delivery network that gets things online to users and back, and that went down. And the end result was a lot of non-functioning apps and web browser error notes. Cloudflare says the problem is resolved and wasn't the result of an attack, but that an automatically generating configuration file grew too large and crashed their systems. It happens just weeks after Amazon Web Services, one of the premier web hosts in the world, also had an internal error that brought the Internet to a screeching halt. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, thanks to our friend Tim N. Savage, who is gracious enough to sidekick with me here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Whenever I do the show on the road, you know, from these conventions, I got to set up equipment, and then I'm kind of out of my element because I don't have all my normal tools in the toolbox to play my audio clips as easily, things like that. I guess I could, you know, I can come up with an idea on that front. But Tim, you know how it goes because you do sports broadcasting. You do sporting events across the state. And so, yeah, it's a whole nother angle when you got to set up equipment and worry about connections and everything else. So it's good to have somebody else here to help fill out the content so we can still talk about the big news stories of the day. Let's see if he is still with us. He's like, I'm out of here. I might have lost him. Let's see. I've got him queued up. Let me call. I'll call him right back. Let's see. Yeah, I might have lost him there in the middle of that break. But maybe my connection got disrupted when I went over to, okay, it's calling him now. Maybe my connection got a little disrupted. Okay, he's back with us now. All right, hey, yep. Tim, yeah, I must have lost you there during the break, but hey, what else do you want to talk about here with a few minutes left here this hour of the show?
Well, I'm hoping maybe with your connections that you might be able to get an interview with the new chair of the Republican Governors Association. I know he's out of state here for the rest of the week at meetings, but Governor Gianforte selected to a nationwide position there as the chair of the RGA.
Yeah, that's right. That's big news. Thanks for reminding me about that one. You know, so many things to talk about here this morning. Yeah, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte elected to serve as the chairman of the RGA, the Republican Governors Association. Let's see here. Looks like we have a quote here from Tate Reeves, who's the incoming vice chair. As the Democrat Party sprints towards socialism, it's never been more important for states to elect Republican governors. America is at a crossroads, and Republican governors are the first line of defense from the radical left's radical policies. We are focusing on the things that matter, like creating high-paying jobs, investing in American families, and keeping neighborhoods in our states safe. Governor Greg Gianforte saying, I want to thank Governor Kemp for his leadership of the RGA this past year. States with Republican governors are thriving, with our citizens seeing lower costs, safer streets, and a higher quality of life. That stands in stark contrast to the many failing states led by Democrats, places Americans are fleeing. Good reminder there that, look, we all have our differences. We liked some things that came out of the legislative session. We didn't like some things that came out of the legislative session, but man, we are still far better off in a red state like Montana than those blue states are, aren't we, Tim?
Well, and it really does your heart well realizing that we're not just flyover country anymore. I mean, we've got the, you know, Secretary of the Interior is from North Dakota. We've got Superintendent Kirsten Baszler, whose last day in the office in North Dakota as state superintendent there is next week, and then she's going to the Department of Education. And then, of course, we've got some great leadership from Montana. Birthday boy Tim Sheehy is in D.C. doing great things. I mean, we've got a lot of great leaders from Mondakistan, Montana, and North Dakota doing phenomenal things in D.C. and leading our country. And Greg Gianforte is just another one of those great leaders contributing nationwide.
Yeah, not to rub it in, although I'm sure you got a good breakfast at your probably the Board of Public Ed meetings, I think, that you're at this week. And then the Board of Regents typically meets wherever the Cat Grizz game is going to take place. So, yeah, a lot of folks in Missoula this week. But I just went and picked up a good plate of protein here. I've got bacon, sausage, eggs. And I was joking with the farmers that were there at the breakfast. I said, "Now this is what you call egg appreciation, right here, with all this great protein on the plate in front of me."
Yeah, sometimes it can be difficult finding good protein options on the road. Some of these places, they put out a buffet that's nothing but carbs, donuts, and biscuits and gravy and things like that. But yeah, I really appreciate that. Give me some meat and some eggs and some cheese and some things like that. But just in case, I've always got my protein bars with me as well. It's easy to have one of those.
It's
if all we're going to get is carbs.
Hey, well, hope to see you in Missoula, but thanks for joining us, Tim. Great to have you on the show.
Serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
KBUL.